And then look at this last one. Despisers of those that are good. We're living in a day where the wicked despise those that are good. And now it's even getting to the point where even mainstream America is starting to despise those that are good. Now, what's interesting about the word despise is that it pretty much means hate. I mean, if I said I despise something or despise someone, that would mean that I hate that person or hate that thing. Despiteful or despising, these are synonyms for hating. And what's interesting today is that these bunch of freaks and perverts out there, for example, that are protesting this event, they are despisers of those that are good. And you know what? These people from the media here, I mean, unless they turn over a new leaf and start telling the truth, which probably isn't very likely, but these bozos from the media over here, they're going to show all the love wins and love conquers hate. They won't show you how God-fearing family men and women walk in this church, and women are called a slut and a whore, and they've never even seen these women in their life because they just rail and hate and spew out all their filth. And they're disgusting, but you won't show that on the media, will you? No, you'll show all the little, pretty little sodomites, and they all love each other. Why don't you go to AIDS.gov and show what these people are really like, where they're 50 times more likely to get AIDS. Why don't you do a story on how homosexuals are 50 times more likely to get AIDS? Why don't you go to AIDS.gov? Why don't you go to CDC.gov? Because you're a coward, that's why. Because you'd be fired if you did that, that's why. Hey, and by the way, learn how to count. Go back to school and learn how to count. This isn't 75 people. You want to make it out like it's just a few people. Hey, there's still 7,000 men in this country who haven't bowed the knee to Baal. But the Bible says, despisers of those that are good. Every single one of these homos would love to tear me apart limb from limb. If they could get in here and the police wouldn't stop them, they'd love to come in here and rip us apart and kill us all. And they don't just hate me. They don't just hate Brother Jimenez. They hate all Christians. And they would love to destroy us all. And you know that's right. And yet they say that we're hateful. Well, you know what? At least I admit that I do hate pedophiles and perverts. But these people are hypocrites. They won't admit it, but they hate my ever-loving guts.